Thank you for tuning in to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 10:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. And the Prayer for Our Schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4477 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The ministry website is located at godspropheticministry.com. Now, with this evening's message, here's...
I was in a service some years ago, and I just said, I wonder what color this man is. I ain't say nothing to nobody. And the man was walking down the aisle. He said, I hear somebody saying in here, what color am I? He said, for that person, I'm black. I ain't want nobody to know. I said, my God, that folks know all that. But I'm making a point. God know all things. And when we believe that, he'll show you that. The house was full, and I just wondered because he was shaking that Jerry curl. I know you won't get one of them unless you cross the bridge. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I was sincere. I just said to the Lord, I wonder what color he is. And that brother, I told, I hope he don't know it with me. He kept walking down, and I said, I ain't saying no more. A little simple thing. You up in somebody's business. I didn't mean to, but God want to show you how to get out of what you don't need or have to be in. He rebuked that spirit. But I was hoping he didn't know it with me. Sometimes we don't know no better. And I was guilty. I had been in the church all my life, but I ain't know no better. I thought speaking in tongues was not of God. You can get so jacked up in your prestige, sophisticated, eloquent, high-tech self till you ain't no good to you and nobody else. I ain't hear nobody. But when you let God come in and he'll show you something to everything that I love. Can I get a witness in the house? Hallelujah. And he'll go on to blow your mind on the power he and he alone possess. Today we're going to talk about something that we don't really want to get involved in. About hope and servant. But we're going to read it before we get some people mad, all right? Brother Emmanuel, when you started Matthew, the 12th chapter, start at verse 10 and go to 18, please.
Matthew, the 12th chapter, starting at verse 10. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep? And if he fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore is it lawful to do well on the Sabbath days? Then said he to the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole like as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all, and charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. In the Amplified, behold, a man was there with one withered hand, and they said to him, is it lawful or allowable to cure people on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? But he said to them, What man is there among you if he has only one sheep and it falls into a pit or a ditch on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and lift it out? How much better and of more value is a man than a sheep? So it is lawful and allowable to do good on the Sabbath days. Then he said to the man, reach out your hand. And the man reached it out, and it was restored as sound as the other one. But the Pharisees went out and held a consultation against him, how they might do away with him. But being aware of this, Jesus went away from there. And many people joined and accompanied him, and he cured all of them. And strictly charged them and sharply warned them not to make him publicly known. This was in fulfillment of what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in and with whom my soul is well pleased and has found its delight. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall proclaim and show forth justice to the nations.
Here we are today. We're going to talk about hope and a servant. We are in hopeless transitional situations, but it looked like it's not hopeless because the adversary has plotted a plan or empowered a plan that our hopelessness will turn to hopeful in ourselves. But we are a nation of people who are hopeless without our hope in Jesus, the Christ. The prophet Isaiah has prophesied in this Bible here, what I read. And when God says something, we should take it to be truth. And we should apply it to our own self. The enemy wants us to shift. What I said this morning is about being a healer. And in that, from the back to the pulpit, there is much that we need God to heal us from and bring us into. But we are so assured of the system and what the system has presented to us or operating in, showing us that we are not hopeless. And our hope has come to be in people, medicine, the system, and things. Amen. So we can't come to be a servant of this one and only Jesus, the Christ. Because if there's no room for us to get out of our comfort zone and I'm expecting something to happen. Now, I don't have no problem with whatever we believe that this natural man and with our prayer. Sometimes we don't believe in prayer. We just believe that they can fix this what's wrong. Amen. He said, here am I, here my servant, whom I am pleased in. How can we be a servant when we don't believe everything should be orchestrated that my hope is in him? Amen. We can't do the work of an evangelist. We can't do the work of a prophet. We can't do the work of a teacher or whatever you name that's in the word. Amen. In our hope for being in ourselves. We got to shift from all that surround us. See, some people up in here wait until they get retired and they count their money as they go. You hopeless, but your hope is in yourself. Amen. Mm-hmm. I got to do it the way he called me to do it today. And so I began to say, here a man with infirmities. We got infirmities, but sometimes they are not identified. Amen. Here this man had a withered hand. And here these Pharisees and people who got such a judgmental spirit want to define the Sabbath day. But when you get in a relationship with him, you don't want to take off no time for no day. You want to be a product of a usury for him every day. And so we got it mixed up. You know, I tried as being a pastor, that if I see people tired of coming to church and they don't want to do nothing but shine and give themselves glory, I try to back off them. I don't care how well you can sing, how well you can pray, how well you can preach, and how well you can perform. Because if we're doing all this, we're still hopeless. Because our hope ain't turned around. God, I want you to fix me where I be used for your kingdom. And I ain't talking about all my off breaks. I want to be on every day. I want to rule out myself, and we can't get past ourselves. We can't get past what folks say I ain't. And so we can become who he said I can come to be. He said, I am pleased with him. How many of us can say that God is really pleased with my ism and schism? I'm trying to make something happen in myself. I ain't hearing nobody. Amen. The Lord told me something 4 years ago. He spoke a word to me. My God, my God. And when he spoke this word to me, all hell and all high water came against me. And I thought that when you tell somebody about what God done said to you, I thought people will undergird you. I thought people will get connected to you. Oh, my God. But I find out just like the Pharisee did to Jesus. They plot a plan to kill him. If you ain't made up your mind that you want this Jesus, you got some people supposed to be close to you. They'll plot a plan and kill you. I ain't come to get no amens today. I come to tell the truth. And we are in denial that I hold fast. I want somebody to tell me what a servant is. We serving too many people. But I want to talk about what a real servant is. So I got to go back to this. And this day began to destroy my body. I got where I couldn't keep no food in my stomach. I'm talking about Pastor Grant today. But see, when he don't stamp approval on what he know about me and you, the enemy gonna still come at you. And guess what? He ain't gonna come long distance. He gonna come close up on you. And he don't just do one day. He do every day. God, my God. If somebody get offended by this, I'm talking about Pastor Grant. You must be enslaved to serving the Most High God. And when you are a slave, you do what the master tell you to do. Good, bad, or indifferent. You say you don't eat today. Well, then you don't eat today. We said we want to be a servant of Jesus Christ. But he can't snap approval on nothing pertaining to our life. Because we in and out and off and on, and he don't operate over there. Every time we look around, we telling another lie to get us up. To rule out what he say. I didn't come to put me up in here, but he told me to put me in here. When the Lord spoke this word to me, the first thing I said, how could it be? And I thought, since I believe what he said to me, I thought I was going to be able to operate over there and watch him manifest himself. But it come to be a problem. But you got to hold fast to the problem solver. If you don't hold fast to him, you'll get shivved. Somebody hear me. He ain't said nothing that he didn't mean. But he put you and I in a situation of transition to see going through, do you still believe it? We hours of the night, you don't want to deal with it, but he said, I said it. I got to go back to I couldn't put food in my stomach. Every time I put it in there, it run right out. My God. And I said, I believe you told me. But I'm down to square one now. I ain't talking about 1 year. I said 4 years. And every day, the transition get harder. It required more. Some days I couldn't open my mouth, but I didn't stop coming here, not one day. Not coming to do my best to serve him. I got a problem when we can excuse and reason. You can be right at the opening of a breakthrough, but you shut it down because of you. Somebody tell you you drive too far. Somebody say you too committed that you're in church all the time. Somebody can tell you all those feeble-minded stuff that mess you up. Amen. That if God don't use you, he can't use anybody. He can use a jackass this morning. I want to go back to what a servant is. You come to be enslaved to Jesus the Christ. Oh, I ain't talking to some folks because some people ain't about to go there. Ain't about to take a whip down every day. Destroyer every day. Mind messing with me every day. And it began to tear you down. But I went back to him. It's good to remember where he brought you from. I said, I was in a similar situation. And you told me that you were going to bring me out. I didn't see the prophet or prophecies, nobody. You told me that you were going to bring me out. You told me that you had need of me. He had need of all of us, so don't get it. I'm up here trying to be cocky. But when he can't trust me or you, he can't use you. Mm-hmm. That he will get the glory. He got to get the glory out of your life. I know some people ain't feeling me right now, but I'm going to do it anyway. I ain't called no name. I call his name Jesus. I call him the great I am. I call him the wonderful counselor. I call him my hope in a hopeless situation. It don't make you a scholar when you have to get over here. This downright dirty. And it's downright requiring. But he don't change his mind, don't care who get in it. And who put the hand against what he said. It got so bad. I said, Lord, I'll go far from this as I can. I said, whatever your will. I still want to serve you. I said, you know what you're doing. It ain't about one of my children so, and my grandchildren, so don't roll, come roll with me. Because I know enough about him. He's greater than them and it and all that. And if he don't do it, that don't mean he can't do it. We serve him on a condition. But he ain't no condition God. You give me a house and I'm going to serve you. Tell the lie when you get it and it come to be your God. You ain't got no more God relationship. Amen. Let him give you a car. You've been walking so long till you don't got amnesia and then you want to ride everywhere. Amen. The car don't come to be your God. Yeah. I give him praise today. When you have chosen to be a servant of the Most High God, he said to me this morning, how do you choose? When you keep on going through something and it ain't getting no better, but it making you better. Mm-hmm. I had a hopeless situation where I had my hope in people, hope in my job, hope in who I am, hope in my education, hope, 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 but it ain't real hope. My hope got to apply within him. If you take me out of here, I believe that you know what you're doing. If I got a sickness and I don't get healed, I believe you know what you're doing. Amen. If you tell me something, I can't detour from that because you said it and that sells it. He put us in the life of some people. If you got enough of Jesus, you'll show the Jesus. But if you ain't got Jesus, you'll get like them. Amen. Kind of conniving and crooked. I ain't hearing nobody. Amen. We can justify ourselves righteous. Our self-righteous. But his righteousness, you got to do something to get up in there. Amen. He don't hold favoritism because you're cute. Yes, amen. And because you're smart and intelligent. He said, do something I meant for you to do that. Amen. We got a whole lot of bunny happens. Hopping over there, trying to get a word, trying to get some free ride baggage. The word will set you free. But we don't want to go there. He want to set us free by the power and the entity of his enterprise. We don't want to be free. We want to stay in bondage. Because when you say this word, I said servant, you enslaved to Jesus Christ. He's the master over your life. He have authority and control. If he tell you to drive from Daytona to here, you get in the car and drive. And if your car shut off, he got somebody to pick you up and you keep on coming. Amen. Ain't hearing nobody. Amen. But we always analyze and dissect the folk run up with you with their nasty formats of what Christianity really is. It's about what you think it is because you ain't got in touch with who he is. Amen. Look at us in our hopeless, boofed, puffed up. Assure self. Amen. My situation, I'm hopeless. When he spoke a word to me, I said, how could it be? How could it be? When he don't have to keep speaking to you, oh, let me help somebody. All right. We won't go get confirmation, 5 or 6 lying prophets, 5 or 6 wonders and blunders. 7, 8, 10 want to be seen. And we ride out on that mess. Instead of detaching ourselves from that mess. Some folks, if they don't get a word every Sunday, they go to another church. But when you open that Bible, that's the word every Sunday. Can I talk to some people? See, when he tell us to do something, he mean, oh no. He mean to tell us, I didn't hear him. I thought I heard him. It's a few people come up for a distance to this ministry, and it ain't about me. Let me clarify that. I have 2 sisters come from stars, and somebody tried to throw it on me. They shout because of me. And they come because of me. I'm in the house today. If you're thinking it ain't said it, you're still just guilty. But it has nothing to do with me. I ain't told them nothing. But I say he is the answer to your everyday problem. The Lord gave me a word for one of them. See, we don't want to get ready for our ministry. We want to fake it like we already ready. You got to do something. I ain't hearing nobody. Because you hopeless without your hope in him. We going to fix it how we want to fix it. Well, Lord, I can get the same service on the corner. That ain't what I told you. See, some people he put places and they think because they so smart and no more and they got it together, they miss what God is doing for them. I ain't hearing nobody run and tell somebody. If we can't line up with him, we hopeless. Amen. But when we begin to line up with him, we come to have hope in him. Amen. He began to position us. Amen. And position us, he began to place us in places that will blow our mind. Ain't hearing nobody. Amen. And you don't need no the commissary to come and say, oh, I knew God was going to quit your line. You ain't know nothing. Because he said he was going to do it. And I line up with him doing it. He did it. That he would get the glory. And I tell somebody. And he promote me to keep going on with him. My God, I give him praise. He don't say something he don't mean. Oh, the enemy will try to mess you up. Try to be like the one hopeless. Because they get up there and them sit up all night and make them a sermon where somebody know they intelligent. Can't even get down there to the corner store before they get them some crack. I'm hopeless as I don't line up with him. who is the hope of glory. Here, this man needed a healing. And these old wannabes, we don't do nothing on the Sabbath day. If you serve God, you'll do something every day. Amen. Can I get somebody? Amen. We got the set down laser syndrome, and we are about Christian. Our tail done got cones on it, and we don't even know it. I bless him today. Whenever he can release belief in you and I. I know some people up in here thinking they're a millionaire, been playing the lottery. That's what you believe. I ain't paying your cell phone bill. You got to borrow a little bit for somebody to pay it. I heard a story say a man been paying his number for a whole month. That day he didn't pay it and the number came out. I know he was mad he done spent enough money to pay his bills on his right number. But because, how can he set us free? We looking at, we can do it ourselves. Amen. Ain't nobody can get off nothing. Amen. You might stay off for a month or two or maybe six and maybe a year, but you'll go back to it. But when you look at your situation and stop pointing the finger at everybody else, these hypocrites, these liars and these blunders and wonders will mess you up. I ain't hear nobody. Because they'll say that he come on a golden carriage and I got to bring him in. He didn't come like that. Oh my God. But I began to say, he love all of us, but can he trust all of us? He said he is love. Amen. He loved the backslider, so that means you done been in a relationship with him and you backslid out. Amen. For your own personal reason or your own personal habits. But I come to tell you today, he still love you. It left up to you to jack it up. Amen. So he can get you up. But I come to tell you, he told me to write down two words, hope and servant. We want to be free, folks, and we are. You can be free and have nothing. Amen. You can be in bond, enslaved for Christ. And he'll show you I can give you everything and some more. Amen. I can give you a joy where your surrounding ain't got a tap of bit of joy in it. Yes, I can give you peace when ain't nothing ravaging peace pertaining to you. Yes. But if you allow me to come in with your hopeless situations and stop excusing and reasoning to me why you can't line it up, I come to tell you we ain't gonna never line any line that I have proven out to you that I can trust you from all from where you've been and the things that you wouldn't and couldn't quit doing. I watch you as you seek my face and you began to bombard heaven, which is me, and say I'm godly sorry for my wavered ways, and will you give me another opportunity? And I don't want to take this one for granted, cause it might be my last one. To see, that doesn't mean he won't take you out of here if it's your last one. But when he said you don't play with me for the last time.
Here's what's happening in our area. Adventures in Marriage is a weekend workshop that challenges couples to take their relationship to the next level. Learn practical skills in communication, conflict resolution, and emotional regulation in an interactive and safe environment. Learn to Read Jacksonville is hosting its third annual night at the library. It's a weekend evening event at the main public library downtown. Learn more about these and other activities at the events page at praise1079.com. You've been listening to the ministry message of God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant. You can reach the ministry at 778-4477. Or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The ministry website is located at godspropheticministry.com. Tune in again next Sunday at this same time for another message from the ministry of God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry.